If you're constantly checking your pulse, worried about your racing heartbeat, or you're lying awake at night wondering, am I having a heart attack? You might be sleeping with an Apple Watch, or if you were like me, you may have had a blood pressure cuff, and you might have been checking your heart rate and your blood pressure, wondering why is it so high? If you're doing all these things, stop. I'm going to share with you what would have saved me years of heart anxiety, or what we call cardiophobia, and it's going to do the same for you. But before we get started, something crucial you need to hear. It's important to understand that modern medical technology in today's day and age is incredibly advanced at detecting heart issues. Even though you might not have any answers, if the doctors have cleared you, that's powerful information. This video isn't medical advice. It's for those who are already cleared by doctors and may have been diagnosed with anxiety. And if that's the case, nothing to stress about. In fact, it's actually really good news. So I'm going to share with you how you can begin reversing the cycle and making these sensations and feelings go away long term. Now let's dive into the four proven steps that have helped me and thousands of people across the world break free from heart anxiety. The first step is understanding the mechanics of anxiety. Specifically, how does anxiety relate to the heart? Your heart racing isn't random, and in fact, there's a logical solution for what's happening. When you are dealing with anxiety, your body goes into what we call the fight or flight state. You might have known this from school, but what teachers don't tell you is exactly what happens. See, when your body has dealt with a prolonged period of stress, what happens is that your nervous system has what we call a baseline. Basically, it can handle a certain amount of stress under that baseline. When stressors accumulate, or when you're in a life or death situation, your nervous system says, Sean is in danger. Something is seriously wrong. Now, when that happens, your body releases a flood of adrenaline that goes to all different organs and just does a whole bunch of physiological changes. Well, what happens is that your nervous system decides that because you experience danger, it's going to protect you even if there is no threat. Think about it this way. You saw a tiger and it tried to come at you. You managed to escape. Now, your nervous system had a flood of adrenaline, and that allowed you to mobilize and run away. That's great. Now, even though there's not a tiger in sight, you might feel relief in the moment, but your nervous system is still actually going to be on the lookout. It's not going to say there's no tiger, there's no problem. Your nervous system is going to say, well, what if there is a tiger that's behind that bush? So we're just going to keep a lookout just in case. So what happens is that your nervous system becomes sensitized. And your nervous system becomes sensitized in the sense that your body is naturally in this fight or flight mode for longer, even though there's no threat. Because if a threat manages to show up again, well, your body is ready to fight. Now, why is this relevant to you, someone who's dealing with palpitations? Well, it's important to understand that when your body releases this adrenaline, one of the organs where you feel it the most is the heart. Have you ever seen those movies where somebody sticks a needle of epinephrine and their heart starts beating? Basically, your body's naturally producing adrenaline on its own. It's producing that excess adrenaline because your nervous system has become sensitized. So it thinks you're in danger. And what's fueling this is the fact that you don't know what's happening and you think there's a heart issue, which would naturally cause stress to anyone. Now, circling back to why this is important and why understanding the mechanics of anxiety and cardiophobia is important is because so many anxiety sufferers think the problem is the heart. Because they're dealing with anxiety, they don't realize that another sinister thing they're dealing with are intrusive thoughts. Anxiety doesn't just produce physiological changes. It produces these scary, intrusive thoughts that cause you to think worst case scenario. Think about it this way. Anxiety looks at all the bad case scenarios, grabs the scariest one, and magnifies it. So in this case, your anxiety is magnifying that there's potentially a heart issue. And because your heart is beating, you think the issue is the heart. But when you understand the mechanics of anxiety, you understand that actually it's not the heart. The heart beating is actually a side effect. It's a symptom of the issue. The real issue is that your nervous system is sensitized. Your body's producing excess adrenaline because it thinks it's in the stress response. Once the adrenaline slows down, the heart starts beating normally again. Now, this leads me to step two, which is break the monitoring cycle. Checking your pulse makes it worse. Now, you might have already tried doing this. You might have tried to not check your pulse. Even though you might have an Apple Watch on, you might have even tried to take it off. not test it, not even look at your heart rate. But you notice it's actually really hard to do and you're wondering, why can't I do it? Why do I have to keep checking my heart rate? Well, the reason why you're constantly monitoring is because of step one, because you don't know what's happening. If you think you have a heart issue and your heart is beating, you want to see what's going on. You're thinking that the excess heart rate means that there's something wrong. Once I started understanding that there was not actually anything wrong with my heart, it was just beating really hard, really fast, just because my body was producing excess adrenaline, the issue necessarily wasn't the heart. If your heart was healthy, if you've gotten all these tests done and everything is okay, well, then why would you need to constantly check your heart rate? So you're reinforcing the belief that something is wrong. Now, before we move to step three, I need to tell you something important. I've put together all these concepts plus my complete anxiety recovery framework into a free ebook called Fearless. If what I'm sharing with you is helping you, you can grab your copy. The link is down below. Just type in your email. You get in your inbox. It's absolutely free. Now, this leads me to step three, which is allow your heart to beat as much as you want. This is ironically the biggest game changer. Don't try to control it. Don't try to stop or fight the sensation. Just allow the adrenaline to burn itself off. Now you might be thinking, Sean, but I don't know if my heart can take it. Let me tell you something. If there was something wrong with your heart or if your heart was really stressed, doctors would have caught it earlier. The truth is that your heart is actually a very, very, very strong organ, and it can beat like this for a very long time. If there was a concern about your heart, your doctor would have been the first one to notify you. But because the doctor hasn't had any issues or any concerns about this, your heart can beat. And what's interesting is that when people are dealing with cardiophobia, yes, their heart is elevated, but it's actually not as high as you think. People think their heart's going at 180 miles an hour or 180 beats per minute. But really when they like do it, it's 120 or something like that, which is still high, but it's still not even that high. And even if it was beating 180 beats per minute, that's totally okay too. The key is just to remind yourself to let the heart beat as much as it wants. Remember, your heart is just burning off this excess adrenaline. You're gonna feel so much better as this adrenaline burns off through the body. But if you start resisting it, if you feel like there's something wrong, if you start getting tense and stressed about it, well, you're just forcing your body to create more adrenaline because you're keeping that stress response alive. So just let it burn off by its own naturally. Now you might be thinking, Sean, do I need to wear my Apple Watch? Should I not wear it? What do you recommend? Look, you're an adult, you can decide. My biggest focus is, why do you need to check your heart rate? You can wear your Apple Watch, but you don't need to check your heart rate, right? Remember, if you're checking your heart rate, why? You want to know because it's important to you. You want to know because you still have this belief that if your heart is high, that means something's wrong. And if your heart is low, that means something's good. It doesn't work that way. Things can be fine. Your heart can be high, it can be low. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change anything. Even if your heart is high, does the solution change? If the heart is low, does the solution change? It's exactly the same. Now, this leads me finally to step four, which is shift your focus. The final key is your heart is incredibly strong and it can handle elevated rates. Redirect your attention somewhere else and break the monitoring habit. How do you break the monitoring habit? It's simple. You didn't develop this habit of monitoring, right? You just focused on monitoring right now. So if you want to break a habit, just like breaking any other habit, you just choose to focus on something else right now. But this time you'll choose it consciously. Focus on going back to living. Focus on doing whatever is important to you. In the beginning, you might feel like you need to do this 100 times a day. You feel like you start panicking about your heart and then you have to remind yourself, okay, just let it beat. It's fine. And then keep going. That's cool. And that's fine. And it's going to feel like that. But over time, this will become automatic. And in fact, not only is it going to be automatic, but you will notice over time, your heart tends to stabilize. So I hope this video helps. If you wanted to have more resources on your healing journey, check the link down below, including applying for mentorship where we guide people around the world. Regardless, stay strong and I'll see you in the next video.